The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today.
Well, howdy, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of The News Show. It is the 22nd of October, 2019. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and we got it for you like we always do in about 5 minutes. NordVPN, yes, the military-grade VPN service. It's been hacked. Yes, according to NordVPN, one of its servers was breached in March of 2018. Yeah, like we always do. We always hear about these things way after they already happen. Apparently, the breach exposed some of the browsing habits of its customers that were using the VPN service to keep their data private. Well, that failed, didn't it? NordVPN said the server, which, by the way, was located in Finland, did not contain activity logs, usernames, or passwords. But the hacker would have been able to see what websites users were visiting and during what time they were doing it. The exact quote from a NordVPN PR official said that potential attackers could have gotten only into the server and only intercepted the traffic and seeing what websites people are browsing. Not the content, only the website. As far as when that server vulnerability was, it was actually between January 31st, 2018 and March 20th of 2018. And they believe it was only breached once, though they still are investigating. Maybe we'll find out their full results another year from now. Hey, speaking of security, it must be our theme for today. Security researchers have found that the new Alexa and Google Home have a lot of vulnerabilities. Basically, your smart speaker is eavesdropping on you. This is all according to the folks over there at SR Labs. And what they're saying, hackers could actually eavesdrop or even phish on unsuspecting users. And they could do this by uploading a malicious piece of software. They demonstrated how smart speakers could actually silently record users, and in some cases, even ask them for their passwords to their Google account. All because of this vulnerability hackers could take advantage of. There's many demonstration videos of this from SR Labs over on YouTube. One in particular that's a little unsettling to watch is allowing a user to ask for a random number to be generated. The action actually does exactly this, but then the software continues listening long after performing its initial command. Now, of course, Google and Amazon are both aware of these vulnerabilities, and they're currently looking to patch these things. We just don't know how long they're going to be looking for that patch. Hopefully sooner rather than later. With Google News, hey, you one of those old Pixel users thinking, oh man, at least we'll get some updates like maybe live HDR, you know, dual exposure? No, you won't. We all know that new cool Pixel camera feature that was introduced last week. But that camera feature, it's only going to be available on the Pixel 4 and the Pixel 4 XL. Funny enough, the reason why we actually know this is only going to be exclusive to the new Pixels? A person actually interacted with Google on Twitter asking, is this a Pixel 4 exclusive or will this eventually be available on older Pixel phones? Google replied, and I'm paraphrasing, nah, it's only for the 4. So now we just speculate on why it's not available on older Pixel phones. Maybe it has something to do with low-level capabilities of the hardware. Or maybe it has a bigger thing to do with, yeah, Google just wants you to buy a new phone. And finally, the Internet Archive. Lot of stuff over there. Some good, some absolute crap. But regardless, it's definitely a useful resource. Got access to books, games, software, audio, video files, so much. The biggest drawback, particularly if you've got no internet connection, you can't get to it. Like a lot of things on the internet. The reason for this, well, a lot of the world's population doesn't really have access to regular or stable internet. And they want to make the Internet Archive collection available to these people. Well, according to the Internet Archive, they have built an offline server that transfers Internet Archive collections to a local server that catches the content while browsing and then delivers that Internet Archive UI offline in the browser. Although as simple as this sounds, it's not so simple to get this up and running. That's something they're hoping to change. If you think you're geeky enough, head on over to archive.org/about/offline-archive. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, that is where you can find our podcasts. You can subscribe to them there. Check out our blog and so much more. Powered by TSO Host. Great, reliable web hosting. We love them. We think you're going to love them too. If you're looking to get something up and running for yourself, you should give them a try. Check them out today at tsohost.com. Check out our Facebook page too at British Tech Network. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And come join us in our BTN community at our our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.